And it happened to me recently. I was crossing a road, and this VW Golf came over the brow of the hill, and I heard the revs go. I thought, right, we're on. And my heels got onto the curb just as the car went past. Went, like that. And I did what most of you have done here. Well, many of you would have done the same. As he was driving off, I went like this. I went, wanker. You wanker. And I think this is fair enough. I call this the pedestrian's horn. I haven't got an inbuilt horn. If I did, that'd be fantastic, you know? If I had this permanently rigged up to speakers all over the country, it'd be fucking great. I'd just go, oh! How good that would be. That would be great, wouldn't it? To be honest, I'd abuse it. I'd use it when it wasn't necessary. I'd be an old lady with checkout paying with coupons. Oh! Someone on the wrong side of an escalator. Oh! Some chugger comes up to me. Would you like to donate money? Ah! I just hang around Starbucks waiting for people to say, can I get a coffee? Ah! It's not get, it's have! If you get a coffee, you work there! They get the coffee, you have it! That's another line. But sadly, I haven't got that, so I have to use this. This is the next best thing, you know. And I think what I'm communicating to the guy as he drives off, what I'm communicating is, hey, I know you tried to kill me, yeah? I'm not thrilled about it. So let's not meet up on a regular basis and do this, yeah? But he obviously didn't agree with that, because he stopped. So I thought I might stop as well. Yeah. The old cricket season's starting soon, isn't it? Yeah, I feel like chicken tonight. I feel like chicken tonight. Because I was thinking, if I hadn't have done that, if I just carried on, because he started reversing towards me right now. If I just carried on, he'd have reversed right up to me, and I'd just gone. This, nothing. No, I love those gold blend ads. Yeah. Anyway, he did. He started reversing up the road towards me, and I thought, I can't do that as well. I can't walk back across the road. Yeah. Let him have another go. Go on. It's a bit of fun, wasn't it? Yeah. And he wound the window down, and he was a horrible looking bloke, really horrible. Looked like the sort of bloke, you know, the sort of blokes who turn up at sex trial just to bang on the van. Those sort of people. And he wound his window down, and he looked me in the eye, and this is absolutely true what he said, I swear, this is absolutely true. He looked me in the eye, and he went, did you wank me off? And I wanted to laugh. But I didn't feel the mood was right. But what I couldn't believe was he didn't realise what he said. He didn't realise, because he said it again. He said, do you think you can just wank me off like that? Nobody wanks me off. Which may explain the excessive speed. But I should point out at this moment, because my wife, sometimes she doesn't like me to bring loads of carrier bags back from the shop, she just gives me like one of her shopping baskets. She says, I'll take that. That was what I was carrying that day. And it was like a real lady shopping basket. It was bright green plastic, like that, with big green handles. And on the side was a purple and pink flower. So that's what I was carrying. So I looked pretty soft, you know. I'm not a hard man by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not as soft as I looked carrying this. Basically, this is what he saw going across the road. I look like Julie Andrews. So then he said to me, do you want me to break your jaw? There's no right answer to that, is there? If I say yes, that means yes. If I say no, that's like, yes, please. So, you know, when you're in a tricky situation, sometimes you don't think, you just act. So the first thing I tried was, I just went like this. I went, whoo! Because I thought, there must have been a first time for Spider-Man, yeah? I thought, I'll give it a go. I've never actually done that before. might get lucky. Obviously, nothing happened, because I probably wouldn't be here now. I'd be fighting crime. So what I did was, and I didn't really think this through, what I did was I lifted the basket up, so it's very close to my face, right? And I looked him in the eye and I said, by the way, this isn't mine, you know. And it sort of worked. It sort of worked. Well, I say it worked. He spat at me, called me a cunt and drove off. I was quite pleased with that. If you'd offered me that at the start, I'd have bitten your hand off. Spat at, called a cunt, drove off. Let's do it now. Where do you want me? Over here? Bye. I don't think an ombudsman could have done a better job. But as he was driving off, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if he'd still realise what he said. He's probably drove off and he's probably going, yeah, nobody wanks me off, no. Anyone thinks they can wank me off, they are very much mistaken. When really what he should have been thinking was, why'd he do that? No, actually, I came to the conclusion that I might have in my life masturbated a bit too much. The reason I came to that conclusion was I was having this conversation with a group of friends. You know that, and you've all had this conversation. I'm pretty sure everyone in this room's had this conversation. You know that conversation you have where you're talking about what were you doing when like a famous person died? You know that conversation you had? You know, and we were talking about what we were doing when Lady Diana died. And I remember very, very vividly I was masturbating in front of the television, you know? I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. You know, why would I be? Although the snooker was on, so it wasn't easy. But but I thought, that's terrible, isn't it? That's terrible. That's terrible, isn't it? Like, someone's just randomly chosen a snapshot, a moment in time. They've just randomly chosen that. And if I happen to be masturbating then, it suggests I've been doing it too much, you know? Then I thought, well, maybe I was just unlucky with that one. So I said, oh, try someone else. They said, the Queen Mother. I went, oh, you're joking, aren't you? Oh. All right, an event, 9/11. Oh, this is a setup, isn't it? For a while, I thought maybe my penis was evil. But not Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died, I wasn't. I was actually driving down the motorway, and I was listening to the radio, and I was actually listening to Radio 4, and the news came on Radio 4. And the way they delivered the news, a very sort of unsensational way, the newscaster went, the singer and entertainer Michael Jackson has died of a cardiac arrest at a Los Angeles hospital. This summer, he was due to appear at a series of concerts at the O2 Arena. Then there was a little beat, and he went, those concerts will now not be taking place. I kid you not. As if there's people driving along going, what, none of them? He's cancelled the lot! Also, it's very patronising of Radio 4. They're probably going, do you think they understand that because he's dead, he won't be able to do the shows? Do you think we should explain that to them? Because, you know, some of them out there, they really haven't got a clue what's going on. You know? They might as well have gone, the singer and entertainer Michael Jackson is dead. He's dead, 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 dead. This summer he won't be singing, he won't be dancing, he won't be moonwalking. Because he's dead. There are snails in your garden that have got more chance of appearing at the O2 Arena than Michael Jackson, because they're alive and they can slowly pull themselves towards what used to be the Millennium Dome, whereas Michael Jackson is just dead. The weirdest thing about it, though, was my phone was in the pocket of the door, and as I was driving along, I'd heard about four texts hit my phone, and afterwards I looked, it was just jokes. People, do you remember that? People texting jokes. Do you remember that? Just people, it's mental, in response to someone's death. People just firing jokes all over the world. I was looking at like someone's dead going, ha ha ha, woohee. Bizarre. I was thinking probably the guys, even the guys who were resuscitating him in the hospital, were probably getting jokes on their phone. They were going, beep, like that.
You see that one? That's a good one, that one, yeah. The children's ward. That's funny, that is. Yeah.
Oh shit, we're losing him. Christ. He was probably dead for about 10 minutes before they realised. Just all the text sounded like his life support machine was working. I didn't think he'd die like that. I thought he'd die in something like a fairground accident, you know? Like he'd wander around Neverland one day, you know, all on his own, get on the waltzers, like that, drop the remote. Oh shit. Nobody visits for a couple of days. He just gets waltzed to death. Someone turns up 2 days later, his head's come off. And his body's just there like that. Like, but what I thought was strange about the whole thing was the amount of funerals he had. He seemed to have like 3 funerals. The first one in the Staples Centre, that was like he was engaged to be dead, wasn't it? Did another one, then another one. And it got me thinking about my own arrangements, my own shuffling off. And I thought, I don't want a big hoo-ha. I'm sure there won't be, you know. But I don't even want an undertaker. No. I want a man with a van, right, to come round our house, you know. Little Bedford rascal, you know, no job too big, too small. Someone called Terry. Yeah, yesterday I took some gnomes to the skip. Yeah. Different every day, this job. Different every day. I don't want a coffin. I want to be rolled up in bubble wrap and carried out like a carpet. So we won't be able to resist popping it during the service. Sean was a well-known entertainer. Oh, sorry. I don't want to be buried. I don't want to be cremated. I don't want my ashes put in a rocket and fired over a mountain range. No, when I die, I want to be fly-tipped. Like that. Over a hedge down a country lane. In an area of outstanding natural beauty. So I'm still annoying people when I'm dead. And I want my arm varnished in this position. Just in case that bloke drives past. Is he wanking me off over there? Of course, they won't let me do that. They won't let me do that, will they? So I'll have to be cremated. But they won't even let you scatter your ashes wherever you want. Because if I could have my ashes scattered wherever I want, I'd have them scattered in Piers Morgan's eyes. You've been a fantastic crowd. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for all your help. Thank you. Thank you very much.